WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Sadness and shock today in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville. Two police officers and a medic have been shot and killed during a domestic abuse call. Another person, believed to be a gunman, is also dead. Former President Donald Trump stumping yesterday in Michigan, one day after a judge ordered him and his companies to fork over millions in fines. Mr. Trump expressing confidence that this ruling against him will eventually be reversed.
The Democrat club-controlled judge in Gorin has already been reversed four times on this case alone. It's a record, never happened before. Every time we went up, he got reversed, and hopefully the whole thing is going to be thrown out in reverse. And if justice is anything in New York State, we'll win, because New York State's in a lot of problems.
And this is SRN News.
Brandon Tatum sees work ahead for Trump.
MAGA people are going to vote for Trump no matter what. But for other people that's on the fence, in the middle, vacillating, in the general, is when you're going to see a huge effect. If Donald Trump is able to prove his innocence early on, or it appears that he's going to be innocent early on, I think that's going to be a tremendous boost for him.
The Officer Tatum Show, afternoons at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Inside your 4 o'clock hour here on AM 1280, The Patriot, this Sunday. Stay tuned. Coming up this hour, the Victory Hour with Andrew Parker. But first, a quick look at your weekend forecast. Overnight low tonight, 17 degrees. Cloud cover moving on in this evening throughout your overnight. Tomorrow for your Monday, warms up and has sunshine. Partly sunny tomorrow, high around 38. For Tuesday, even warmer. Partly sunny skies with a high nearing 40. It's AM 1280 The Patriot. Stay tuned. The Victory Hour with Andrew Parker coming up.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
It's not over. Unplanned pregnancies still happen. I'm Marian Kuharski, director of Pro-Life Across America. In my 30-plus years, I've never seen such a concerted attempt to silence our efforts, and at a time when it's most needed. There's a powerful effort to prevent and block our pro-life messages. Our billboards, social media, and digital ads are all impacted. Our messages feature a hotline number connecting callers with more than 3,000 pregnancy support centers across America, offering alternatives to abortion, free ultrasound, and pregnancy assistance. Babies' lives are being saved. The need still exists. It really does. And Pro-Life Across America needs your help. Please find us at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org.
Did you know I could suck my thumb before I was born?
Yep, we all started small.
How can you draw closer to God and increase your knowledge of His Word? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. By reading 4 chapters a day, you'll read the entire Bible in less than a year. Or pick a specific topic, such as the life of Christ or the New Testament. Choose among more than 20 free Bible reading plans from 45 to 100 days. BibleStudyTools.com lets you choose your favorite translation. Track your progress and grow your faith online at BibleStudyTools.com.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You can listen to AM 1280 The Patriot on all Amazon Echo devices. Simply ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis, and you'll hear your favorite hosts.
This is Dennis Prager, and thanks for listening to me on your Alexa device.
The Victory Hour is paid for by Parker Daniels Keyboard, LLC.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
It's time now for a smart, plain talk regarding politics, Israel, and the law. This is the Victory Hour with Andrew Parker of Parker Daniels Keyboard. Wise counsel, winning results. Now, here's your host, Andrew Parker.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections, and I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends.
Radio of the week. It is the Victory Hour. I'm Andrew Parker, and thank you once again for joining us this wonderful Sunday. Every Sunday we talk politics, Israel, and the law. We've been focusing on the war in Israel, the reaction across the world, particularly in the West, and more focused on the reaction here in the United States, with a look closely on U.S. campuses and the leaders-to-be and how they've responded. It has really been horrific as morality has been thrown out the window, ignored, or the ignorance of the facts and history have been ignored, or both. Unfortunately. Let's hop right into it. Actually, before we do, jot this down. Next week, we're going to have a congressman from the great state of Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman, with us on the Victory Hour. Republican congressman from Wisconsin, going to talk about the political realities of Wisconsin, which is one of the critical states, and perhaps probably in the top two or three most critical, because while there are six or seven swing states, some of them really, I think, are somewhat easy to predict. They could go either way, but fairly easy to predict which way they may go. But two or three of them are very close where it's hard, and one of those is Wisconsin. So Glenn Grothman may give us some insight. We're going to talk about a number of other public policy, domestic and foreign issues that Congressman Grothman is working on as well during the show next week. So make sure to tune in. And then a couple weeks beyond, Congressman here from the state of Minnesota, Brad Finstad from the 1st Congressional District, will be joining us on the Victory Hour as we begin our congressional parade we do each year, usually around this time of year, to get some perspective on the new Congress in years in which an election has just occurred, or how the Congress may look in years in which we're coming up to an election, which is like this one. And Brad Finstad will be very interesting interview to discuss some of those issues as well. So make sure to jot those down and tune in. It'll be good. Give us a call today. We're live, 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488, if you want to chime in on either of the topics that I hope to get to. I am going to be talking about peace in our time, the call for a Palestinian state. Yes, indeed. Murdered Jews, rape, assault, violate, burn, behead, and you'll get your own state. Because we have no fear that you'll turn into a terrorist state. No, no, not at all. We'll reward that sort of immoral conduct, because that's what it has come down to. Oh, but you've been oppressed for so long, you have a right to do that. First, you haven't been oppressed. Second, you don't have a right to do it. And no, it is not going to be rewarded with a Palestinian state, and we're going to talk about that and peace in our time, talk about and update what has been happening and what the disagreement, or is it unity, in the state of Israel has. There may be hues and cries from across the world, but the state of Israel, and I'm talking from the left to the right, are unified. And they will carry the banner of morality for the world, the banner of humanity, living in peace, real peace, at some time. They'll carry it. And they will not bend a knee nor compromise to those in the West that would say, we need peace. We need peace in our time. Doesn't matter what the facts are on the ground. Doesn't matter what the realities are. Doesn't matter what just happened in front of their eyes. They're offering up, you get a state, and Saudi Arabia will recognize Israel as a state, and we'll all live together happily with Hamas on the border of Israel, proclaiming they're going to do this again and again and again. October 7th will be celebrated, as it has been, and they're going to do it again and again and again. And their constitution leading off with the end of all Jews and the annihilation of the state of Israel will be enshrined. That's what the West is calling for. It's unbelievable. And many in this country are as well, sadly as that may seem. We did not learn anything from the war that lost millions of lives. But wait a minute, I thought it was going to be peace in our time. Do you remember that? Those that ended up murdering millions were appeased. They were given Czechoslovakia. You remember that? Well, let me read to you a printed statement that Neville Chamberlain waved as he stepped off the plane on September 30, 1938. September 30, 1938, after the Munich conference had ended the day before on September 29th. On the 30th, he said the following. And by the way, this was before, but certainly there were the gathering clouds, but it was before the millions, tens of millions, were killed, murdered, and dead through the war with Germany and the Axis powers. Chamberlain said, "We, the German Führer and Chancellor, and the British Prime Minister, have had a further meeting today and are agreed in recognizing that the question of Anglo-German relations is of the first importance of our two countries and for Europe." He then left and he went to 10 Downing Street, as he was the prime minister. And he stood out in front with a very short statement. He said, "My good friends, for the second time in our history, a British prime minister has returned from Germany bringing peace with honor. I believe it is peace for our time. Go home and get a nice, quiet sleep." September 30, 1938. Isn't that beautiful? That's what happens when you call ceasefires and make peace with barbaric savages that would do what Hamas did and has proclaimed to wanting to do again and again and again. Peace? There will be no peace. You can sign whatever piece of paper you want. That's not going to bring peace. It's outrageous, in fact. So then you turn to Israel, and let me read this statement now, today. This is Israel's response, a little bit different than Neville Chamberlain. And by the way, why am I comparing this? I mean, one is huge and the other, this is just little. I get the differences. Believe me, I get the differences. Don't be calling me out for doing a comparison, because there is no comparison with the Holocaust. I get the differences fully. But what I'm talking about is the call for peace with barbarians and savages like the Nazis, like Hamas. And what Hamas did on October 7th, as we've talked about and as you all know, it's the worst single day of death, destruction, and savagery against the Jewish people since the Holocaust. So the war cabinet minister in Israel, and it is a war. This is not an incursion or an operation. This is a war. And they have a war cabinet, and they are carrying it out in what is called and has been reported without question the most difficult terrain and military landscape in warfare in human history. Not just urban warfare, but dense urban warfare. Not just dense urban warfare, but dense urban warfare above ground and below ground, i.e. tunnels. So Benny Gantz, who, by the way, is a centrist left politician. He is not a Bibi. He opposed Bibi Netanyahu. He is now working with him. So don't be claiming, oh, this is a Netanyahu warmonger. No. This is left, right, center in the state of Israel, all unified. And Benny Gantz said, to those saying the price is too high to continue this war, I say this very clearly. Hamas has a choice. They can surrender, release the hostages, and this way the citizens of Gaza can celebrate the holy holiday of Ramadan. Let me be clear. We are operating in Gaza not out of revenge for October 7th. No, we don't do that. But out of a clear conviction to secure our future, the future of Israel's next generations. When we come back after this short break, I'm going to continue to discuss and update what is happening in the state of Israel, including with UNRWA, this so-called refugee agency. Bring you up to speed on that great group. Talk about a few votes in Congress, talk about the Democratic Party and where they're at, how they're going to handle the border. And by the way, who is their nominee going to be for president? Isn't that shocking? We have a sitting president. We don't know who the Democratic nominee is when the Democrats control the White House. Interesting. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. It's a good one. 651-289-4488. We'll be right back. How about this MyPillow guy? He turns his life around, invents a product that revolutionizes the sleep industry, but that is not enough. He launches a whole store of sleep and bath-related products. Hi, this is Andrew Parker with some wise counsel and winning results. Not about the law, but rather about high-quality sleep, which translates into high-quality living. And there's nothing better for high-quality sleep than MyPillow sleep goods. And I'm not just talking pillows. I've got most of the MyPillow sleep product line, from the 400 thread count bed sheets, to the mattress topper, to the waffle blankets, down comforters, and the sleepwear, all top quality. Go to MyPillow.com to place your order. or call 1-800-334-8902. Get up to 66% off with the special offer code VICTORY. Up to 66% off on your entire order with the special offer code VICTORY.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets. Millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Minnesota high school sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Did your employer make you sign a promissory note when joining the company, and now you want to leave, but you're afraid your firm will pursue you personally for that debt? This is Jesse Keyboard from the law firm Parker Daniels Keyboard. I recently represented a client who had signed such a note, and I was able to get them out of their $500,000 debt to their company, which allowed them the freedom to exit a bad employment situation and enter a much better one. Meeting our clients' objectives is our focus at Parker Daniels Keyboard, and in this regard, we win. Our experienced trial team of lawyers at Parker Daniels Keyboard have secured major victories in state and federal courts across the country and through arbitration. We have the legal expertise in all types of business disputes, labor and employment matters, real estate matters, shareholder disputes, financial transactions, security issues, and appeals. For wise counsel, winning results, contact us at Parker Daniels Keyboard, a premier litigation law firm that provides efficient, aggressive, and innovative solutions to complex legal problems. Wise counsel, winning results. Go to ParkerDK.com.
We're back. It's the Victory Hour. Thank you for staying with us. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. We're lining up a few callers, 651-289-4488. 251-289-4488. So we were talking about Israel, and I wanted to give you a bit of an update. This past week, the IDF continued operating against Hamas terrorists across the Gaza Strip, killing dozens of terrorists and raiding multiple Hamas positions in Khan Yunis, it's a southern Gaza, middle to southern Gaza city, one of the biggest. I think it's the second biggest. And then the most southernmost city of Rafah are the two remaining strongholds for Hamas, and Khan Yunis has been all but eliminated. In Khan Yunis, Israeli troops using tank shelling and airstrikes and ground operations uncovered weapons, huge weapon trough in Nasser Hospital, where Hamas has turned the hospital entirely into a hideout for weapons and Hamas operatives. The hospital. Yes, indeed. Yesterday, Israel's cabinet unanimously approved, actually it was, I believe, today, a declaration rejecting the international call out for a permanent settlement with the Palestinians. A settlement, if it is to be reached, will come about solely, according to the Israelis, through direct negotiations between the parties rather than dictating from other countries around the world. Israel is not going to cede its defense to anyone. They have seen what happens when they do that. And they're not going to do it. It would be the end of Israel if they did it. It already has cost thousands of lives. Why? Well, Israel, in this case, gave up the Gaza Strip. But do we learn from history? No, we call for a Palestinian state. Thousands died because we gave the Palestinians the Gaza Strip. They could conduct whatever, govern in any way that they would like. They decided to create a terrorist state, one hell-bent on killing all Jews and annihilating the country. This week, the Palestinian prime minister said that the world should simply move on from Hamas's October 7th massacre. He said one should not continue focusing on October 7th, said this at the Munich Security Conference. It's just like, you know, the Munich Pact, that conference that Neville Chamberlain was returning from. So at the Munich Security Conference, that's what he said. One should not continue focusing on October 7th. Hamas isn't moving on from October 7th, though. Their leadership has repeatedly called for more October 7ths and declared it a, quote, victory to build upon. A victory to build upon. That's who the West wants to give a Palestinian state to and put it on the border of Israel. It's insane, and it's morally corrupt. The prime minister, the Palestinian prime minister, was pressed with questions about making reforms that the West was trying to demand, including what I've talked about, the despicable pay-for-slay policy, paying Palestinians to be suicide bombers and blow up innocent civilians in Israel. They get paid by the Palestinian Authority, in many respects by our taxpayer dollars. The prime minister, Palestinian Authority, sidestepped those questions, never answered them. Meanwhile, the Israeli president, Yitzhak Herzog, certainly not a close ally of Bibi Netanyahu in terms of his political stripes. He is a on the left in Israel, revealed as they found in their search of homes in Gaza, book called, entitled The End of the Jews, close quote, written by Hamas co-founder and former Palestinian Authority foreign minister Mahmoud al-Zahar. It shows swords and daggers piercing through the Stars of David and Jews drowning in blood. The book mainly hails the fact that, first of all, we should not recognize the fact that there are Jews and Jewish people, but most predominantly it hails the Holocaust. That's what is in this book that is found in Gaza. The world has to step in. This can't be accepted. And the world should not be siding with Hamas or the Palestinians that put Hamas in power, supported them for the last 16 years, and has to call it out for what it is. But no, the UN, the world, creates, supports, and continues to defend, even to this day, even though they know it is corrupt to the core, UNRWA, the UN Relief Works Agency, which has one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to provide support for Palestinians. Well, they've done a horrific job And what they actually have done is provided the support for their own corruption and for the corruption of the Palestinian leadership, costing the lives of tens of thousands of Palestinians and the despair of an entire population, one that Israel wants to live side by side in peace with. More than 1,400 UNRWA workers, this UN-heralded refugee organization, are now known and proven. It cannot be disputed. It will be. But shown to be active Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad members or active supporters. Statement put out by AIPAC is the problems with UNRWA are beyond repair. America must institute a plan that ends U.S. funding to this agency. Ends it once and for all. We can get humanitarian aid to the Palestinians, and we can create a society that is peaceful, but only once the education system changes, the mass messaging changes, and peace is supported, not destroyed at every corner of their society, which is what currently exists. You can go to AIPAC.org, and there are a couple of memos that are really quite good. One called Anti-Israel Action at the UN Since October 7th. Very educational. It'll shock you. The other called An Obstacle to Peace That Must Be Replaced, UNRWA. It'll talk about what I was just talking about in part. When we come back, we're going to complete our discussion as it relates to Israel and some of the historic anti-Israel biases. And to call it historic is shocking because the UN has been so biased against Israel. But this has reached historic proportions as it further emboldens Hamas. That's what it does when the UN adopts these immoral resolutions. And we're going to talk about a couple of votes that came up this week in Congress. How'd Rashida Tlaib vote? She's still in the Democratic caucus. They haven't kicked her out. They still support her message, apparently. It's still a part of their platform. It's within the umbrella. Yeah. As she votes against the Iron Dome that is a defensive weapon to not harm anyone, just to defend people from being killed. We'll be back after this short break. Go to ParkerDK.com. Parker Daniels Keyboard, premier law firm downtown Minneapolis. Stay with us.
Mark Twain once quipped, "A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes." When you are lied about and it spreads, the resulting mayhem and destruction can be, and often is, disastrous. Hi, this is Andrew Parker, co-founder of the Parker Daniels Keyboard Law Firm. I recently handled a high-profile defamation lawsuit on behalf of a luxury home real estate agent whose business was decimated by falsehoods spread about him. After nearly 2 years of litigation and 2 weeks of trial, the jury came back with a verdict of more than $2 million for our client. Parker Daniels Keyboard. We litigate cases, we try cases, and we win cases. With a record of excellence in achieving extraordinary results, Parker Daniels Keyboard lawyers have consistently won huge verdicts for its clients in the areas of defamation, civil rights violations, regulatory battles, and intellectual property theft. For wise counsel and winning results, contact us at Parker Daniels Keyboard. premier law firm in downtown Minneapolis.
If you have diabetes, listen up. If you have insurance, you can qualify for a continuous glucose monitor. With a CGM, you can continuously track your levels and trends and spend more time in range, significantly lowering your A1C. More importantly, a CGM eliminates the one thing most people with diabetes hate, painful finger sticks. Order your new continuous glucose monitor today. If you use insulin and if you've seen your diabetes care provider within the last 6 months, you may qualify for your own CGM right now. We'll do all the insurance paperwork and deliver your new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Medicare and most insurances will cover your CGM, so don't wait. Have your insurance handy and call the Aptiva Medical CGM Health Hotline right now.
800-320-2751. 800-320-2751. 800-320-2751. That's 800-320-2751.
Hi, this is Andrew Parker with some wise counsel and winning results. First, the counsel. Go to MyPillow.com and take a look at the outstanding extended product line that they have. We're talking top quality products. How do I know? Because I have them. Slippers and slip-ons, robes, towel sets, throw blankets and loungewear. All best in class. And when you're done taking care of yourself, take care of the dogs, too. They have outstanding dog beds. Now for the winning results. Results happen once you order. So pick up your number two pencil and your yellow pad and jot this down. 1-800-334-8902. That's 1-800-334-8902. Or go to MyPillow.com. Place your complete order. And with the offer code VICTORY, you get up to 66% off. That's right, VICTORY for 66% off. We're back. It's the Victory Hour. Thank you once again for joining us today. Regulars and first-timers, all are welcome. 651-289-4488 if you want to give us a call. We'll try to get you on if we have time. I'm going to talk about the Democratic Party a little bit. But first, I want to finish discussing, you know, what's going on in Gaza is the destruction and elimination of the organization known as Hamas. It is a terrorist organization. The brutality and savagery and the heinous atrocities that they engaged in on October 7th cannot be questionable in anybody's eyes, although, of course, it is, as anti-Semites watch a video and say it's made up, just like those who deny the Holocaust. There's no difference in that regard in terms of the denial of what, A, here is so fresh, but with all the evidence that exists and the horrors of it and the eyewitness testimony of it. That's the organization of Hamas, using their own civilians as human shields is the reality of Hamas. The burning of babies alive, that's the reality of Hamas. The whipping and brutalization of their own people, of the Palestinian people, is the reality of Hamas. Hundreds murdered by the Hamas operatives when they are imprisoned. And I would recommend for any of you to go online and put in Son of Hamas and look at some of the interviews that he has done, most recently with Douglas Murray. It's an excellent interview. Douglas Murray and the Son of Hamas. But he's done a number of interviews as he has come out of hiding and quiet and silence, which has been his environment over the past several years. Of course, he's written a book, and he spoke well before that quite often about the fact that he was born as the son of, and was the son, is the son of, one of the co-founders of Hamas, the leaders of Hamas. And he grew up in this environment all the way until he was 18 years old and said no more. And he tells the story of what he knows and saw firsthand of what this organization is, this organization that Rashida Tlaib supports, Ilhan Omar supports, Bernie Sanders. These members of the Democratic Party support. Oh, they may try to wash it around and say, well, I support this part of them and not that part. And but some of them don't even do that. Tlaib doesn't. It's an outrage and nothing short of it. But that's the reality of what Hamas is. And UNRWA, thousands, I mean, well, you know, about almost 1,500 of its staff are part of this organization. The UN, I mean, it's an outrage. It's being swept under the rug. Understand that one of Hamas's main command centers was built beneath the main UNRWA headquarters in all of Gaza. Okay? So there's a main headquarters of this huge agency with thousands of staff for the sole purpose of taking care of the Palestinians. It's the only agency in the world that only has one refugee assignment in the world. It has been completely co-opted by, and it's not surprising, and corrupted by this terrorist organization, the leadership of the Palestinians. If you're the leadership of the Palestinians, you want to stay in power, you got to pay under the table, you've got to cajole, you have to do whatever it takes to make sure that this UN agency doesn't blow the whistle on you. And in fact, maybe you can get them to join you. And in fact, they did. So Hamas's main command center was built beneath the main UNRWA headquarters in Gaza. The main command center. A hub included electrical rooms, industrial-sized data servers, living quarters for dozens, if not more, of Hamas terrorists, and was accessible through a tunnel entrance built beneath an UNRWA school. That's where Hamas built it. Hamas siphoned electricity from the UNRWA building to power its terror organizations. The UN was supporting this terrorist organization, and it is all on video. It is all now captured. It is all now very clear. Cannot be disputed. Everything is conducted from here, said an IDF lieutenant. Quote, this place is one of the Hamas intelligence units where they commanded most of the combat. Close quote. IDF troops also uncovered caches of weapons inside the HQ building. Grenades, rockets, launchers, all of their military. Right underneath the UNRWA. This was supposed to be a demilitarized area. Do you understand that? Quote, we were shocked to the depths of our souls that an organization that is meant to be caring for human rights is cooperating in such a clear and brutal way without any fears with a terror group like Hamas, said IDF Colonel Benny Aaron. And then the UNRWA chief has the gall that the agency did says has the gall to say that the agency didn't know about the massive Hamas operation directly below its headquarters. I mean, it is laughable. But just last week, if you read the Wall Street Journal, it reported, the Wall Street Journal reported that 10 years ago, the parking lot at this UNRWA building began sinking. No one talked about what was causing the collapse, a former UNRWA official said. Quote, but everyone knew. I mean, what? Geez, what's going on here? It's sinking like maybe there's a tunnel. Maybe somebody's digging a tunnel. UNRWA. That's the UN. Yeah, and Israel should listen to the UN or to the West. And, you know, the peace in our time, Neville Chamberlain's. Because they can count on them to protect the Jewish people. No. It is destruction of Hamas, or they put down their weapons and surrender. This is like World War II in that regard. The Japanese had to put down their weapons or surrender. The Germans, same thing. It was not going to be a peace deal that kept the Nazis in power. Was it? No, it wasn't. Well, one positive note. Democratic Representative Steny Hoyer talked about emboldening Hamas. And he slammed the United Nations and UNRWA for aiding and abetting terrorists in Gaza, failing to condemn the mass rape and sexual violence perpetrated against Israeli women, and failing to address its shameful and decades-long anti-Israel activity, which they have blood on their hands because that's what emboldens attacks like occurred on October 7th. The UN. UNRWA. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we may talk a little about Rashida Tlaib and find out who the Democratic Party might decide is going to be their new leader. Maybe it will be Tlaib. Bernie Sanders out of the same pack? Ilhan Omar? I don't know. Well, stay tuned in order to hear. And you know what? Put your prediction hat on and give us a call, 651-289-4488. Give us a prediction. Who's it going to be for the Democrats? Who's going to run against Donald Trump? Who's it going to be? 651-289-4488. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you a business owner? Are you losing sleep because you feel your partner isn't carrying their weight or because you no longer share the same vision or values? Are you no longer comfortable going into your own office? Are you walking on eggshells in the company you built? This is Chris Daniels, founding partner of Parker Daniels Keyboard LLC, a premier litigation law firm headquartered in downtown Minneapolis. For more than 30 years, I've specialized in business litigation and have helped hundreds of business owners resolve troubling business disputes. As a former certified public accountant, I get to the heart of the dispute, including financial issues. Business divorce can be messy, time-consuming, and costly, but doing nothing can cost you a lot more. Not just money, but emotionally, physically, and in your personal life. If you and your business partner no longer see eye to eye, and you're eager to take a proactive approach and make a change, please call me at 612-355-4100 and schedule a consultation. Or visit our website at www.parkerdk.com.
Your children and grandchildren are inheriting a world that's more upside down than ever before. They'll need extraordinary skills to make a positive impact. A Christian education will give them the solid foundation they need to not only endure, but thrive. And that education is available for half off their first year through TwinCitiesTuitions.com. To see our full list of participating schools and to see if the half-off tuitions program is a good fit for your family, go to TwinCitiesTuitions.com. That's TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
Sebastian Gorka here. Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, talk shows, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radios in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation, or visit dependonam.com for more information. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text STOP to STOP.
The best way to get a good night's sleep is having a good pillow. One that won't go flat. One that you can wash and dry as many times as you want, and it maintains its shape. One that is made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Well, there's one place and only one place where you can get all of that, and that's from the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, the creator of the best pillow that revolutionized the sleep industry. Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever right now. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King pillows are only $5 more. How do you order? Call 1-800-334-8902. That's 1-800-334-8902. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code VICTORY. That's right, discount code VICTORY for this special offer.
We're back. It's the Victory Hour. I'm Andrew Parker. Every Sunday, 4 to 5 on 1280 AM, The Patriot. Freedom 1570 replays us from 6 to 7. And, of course, the Andrew Parker podcast you can pick up. We may have some title changes for the show coming up in the next few months. So stay tuned for that. You know, it's interesting. Lois Frankel, a Democrat from Florida, brought to the House of Representatives a resolution that condemns all rape and forms of sexual violence as weapons of war, including those acts committed by Hamas terrorists. And it calls on all nations to criminalize rape and sexual assault and hold accountable all perpetrators of sexual violence, including state and non-state armed groups. Now, if you sit and think about it for a while and try to figure out if anyone could conjure up a reason to not vote in support of this resolution, I think you'd have a hard time, a real hard time. And in fact, virtually every member of the House, some were not in town, but voted in support of this resolution. It passed 418 to nothing. When does that happen in Washington? Oh, but there was one member of Congress who could not find their way to vote in support. She voted, but she voted present. She couldn't quite figure out enough reasons to get her over the hurdle to vote in support of it. And that's Rashida Tlaib. Yep. Now, I mean, you just can't get your arms around it. And she is in the group supporting Hamas, supporting the destruction of the state of Israel. She won't say it. I'm not saying she said it, but her actions do that. Same with Ilhan Omar. They say, no, we support the state of Israel. It's their policies. It's their oppression of the oppressed, the Palestinians, fully oppressed. They ignore the tens of thousands of pounds of humanitarian aid from Israel into Gaza, not from other places. The billions of dollars to prop up and support the Palestinian society. that are spent consistently and regularly by the state of Israel. Yeah, they ignore it. And then there's the story out of, I'll quickly try to get to this, Governor Hochul out of New York said that Israel has the right to defend itself and created an analogy with Canada. Hochul grew up in Buffalo, New York, and she said that, you know, if Canada started to infiltrate and murder civilians in Buffalo, New York, and frankly, it's much closer than Buffalo is to Canada, believe it or not. If that happened, she said, it would take 3 seconds before Canada would be no more. And she got assaulted verbally by this as being Islamophobic by an Islamist. New York State Assemblyman Zohran Kwame Mamdani claiming that Hochul was justifying genocide by saying that and was laughing. And that is just disgusting. That's what he wrote. And so she apologized. She shouldn't apologize. She shouldn't apologize for a second. She was not justifying genocide. There is no genocide that's going on. We've talked about that on previous shows. All right, lastly, Democratic Party nominee. 651-289-4488, if you got a prediction, but I'll tell you what mine is right now. And that is, as I said before, Joe Biden would be the nominee, but since then he's fumbled through, this report was issued, and then he fumbled through that news conference, and it's embarrassing, and his numbers are just plummeting even more. And all the Democratic operatives and the power brokers are in the back rooms figuring out, how the hell do we get out of this? Well, they aren't going to get out of it until the convention, because at this point they have no choice. But at the convention, they could get out of it. But I don't think they will. I think that Joe Biden is going to be the candidate. And I also continue to believe that he can win. And I predict that he will against Donald Trump. Unfortunately, as difficult, and you know that I wish that we had another standard bearer of Donald Trump policies for the Republican Party than Donald Trump. But, we don't. And he's going to move forward. And we're going to end up having a battle between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I think it's going to be the case. And I continue to. I think there's a higher percentage, obviously, that Biden might get replaced. And if he does, that's trouble for the Republicans. You would think that Trump could beat Biden, but I don't think so. I think at the end analysis, whichever Democrat runs and they prop up and trot out to us, they're going to be able to win the Electoral College. That's still my prediction. And it's counter to most, but I'm sticking with it. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. I am going to, as I am headed off to Israel, and I'll give you a full description when I am back. Until then, have a great week.
Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, and hope.
The Victory Hour is paid for by Parker Daniels Keyboard, LLC.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's Play The Patriot Minneapolis.
November 2nd, 2020, marked the 100th anniversary of the first commercial radio broadcast. Guess what? We're still here, and we're bigger and better than ever. You can still listen to us over this great radio station, but now there are no limitations. Your smartphone is now your smart radio. Listen to us online, on the app, TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. Your smart speaker can find us, too. With radio, there's no separation anxiety. We're always on AM 1280, The Patriot. Take your favorite Patriot hosts with you wherever you go by downloading our app. Listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more. Just search for AM 1280. AM